There are a lot of ideas for ways to deal with the urban heat island in Phoenix, but here's one you probably haven't thought of. A series of pieces of rope hanging over streets or green spaces. That's the idea behind a proposal called Jacaranda Avenue from a Phoenix architectural firm. It was a competition entry from a couple of years ago and envisions the structures covering First Avenue in downtown Phoenix between roughly Washington and Roosevelt. I met with the two guys behind the idea on First Avenue, just north of Monroe. Matthew Trebatowski is an architect with Blank Studio Design and Architecture. Samuel Martin is a project manager there. And I started our conversation by asking Matthew about the pair's vision for what the area could look like.
We were taking the attack of looking at what the city needs most, and obviously shade and comfort is certainly one of the things we're lacking here. So what our proposal sort of seeks to accomplish is provide these long extended public avenues of predominantly dappled shade and new open pedestrian places for the city to congregate.
And you would be hanging rope, which is not something that I think a lot of people would think of when they consider what could produce shade here. What would it look like?
Right. Well, I mean, you can see the renderings of it on our website, et cetera, and sort of see the visuals of it. But the idea is to create something that has a dappled light. I think one of the processes when we design is we use wordplay, we use terminology, we use narrative. So one word we happened to come across during the design of this process was a Japanese word called komarebi, which describes the dappled illumination of sunlight underneath a tree canopy. And there was something remarkably seductive just about that word. So we were playing on that and said, how can we create soft, dappled shade? How can we create something that is organic? It's movable. It's not static. It's not a hard shadow, but it's something that just feels natural, like a natural treescape. So we hit on the idea of rope. And right up the street, right behind us, we have the Janet Eichelman artwork that is, it's a rope artwork piece that has been established on this site and has been here for a significant amount of time. And we said, that's probably the play. And so we did it with these dangling individual sheets of rope.
Samuel, what's the allure of this particular kind of shade? I mean, we're standing in the shade of a building right now. There's some trees just on the other side of the sidewalk here. What's the allure of the kind of shade that you're proposing here as opposed to everything else that we have?
I think the shade takes its relevance from a couple insights. Like Matthew said, it's organic, moving element in the city, and we see already in Phoenix so many metal structures, whether they're attached to buildings or they're freestanding introductions or infrastructure. And while that does an excellent job of obscuring the heat, it unfortunately does an excellent job of radiating that heat back to the streetscape. So a benefit in the sisal is that it's a mass, so it's going to absorb it and slowly re-radiate that later in the evening rather than kind of the metaphor of a cookie sheet that you get with metal. Sisal additionally is a regional material. It actually comes from the agave sisalana plant. Essentially, the leaves and fronds of that plant are ground up and dried and rewoven into rope. So it comes from our region. It's of this place, and we think creates an enjoyable experience for the people of the place as well.
Now, you're also talking about taking out the street here, right? I mean, First Avenue would not be a thing anymore. How big of an impediment do you think having the street here is? I mean, would you want to do this with the street here?
We think that in terms of the implementation of an idea as grand as something like Jacaranda Avenue, there's different extents to which the project could be implemented. Whether in places First Avenue remains, the cars are still below, the canopy is above, and it just provides an element of reducing the thermal effects of solar heat gain in the city. Or in places, the street is removed, we can have urban parkscapes, we can start to restore some of the Sonoran habitat that we are so used to seeing outside of Phoenix urban proper. And it doesn't have to completely replace First Avenue, it creates moments of reprieve from our very wide automotive-driven streetscapes.
Yeah, Matthew, in theory, having less asphalt and more grass or landscape could potentially make things a little bit cooler. Is that a significant component of your proposal here?
Yeah, that really is the second leg of the whole proposal. Is, I mean, providing the shade and knocking down the initial heat is step one. But if you're removing the mass of what's baking below you and replace that then with vegetation, I mean, you're again having multiple layers of sort of softening and cooling effects. People will be frustrated with potentially closing off a strip of street. It happens. It's happening in cities all over the world, for very good reasons, for whether it's for the intensity of traffic in those areas primarily. That's not necessarily an issue we have here, but we have an overabundance of lanes. Are there other places that have done anything even close to what you guys are proposing, if not exactly, you know, hanging rope over an urban area, but doing anything like that?
Well, not exactly. I mean, Vegas is testing it with doing a large coverage shaded spaces, but that's really the only step so far. I mean, the two-step of both adding the shade and then removing the mass and creating public space below it is something I think we're cobbling together ideas from different places and trying to bring it together into one universal idea.
Samuel, how realistic is this idea? I mean, it sounds like a pretty big proposition here. I mean, is it possible that this could actually happen?
I think a really interesting precedent to look to is the High Line. And part of the success of the High Line in New York City was it took advantage of existing infrastructure. The High Line wasn't being used for rail transit or the transportation of goods anymore. So it had a purpose that needed to be reused. Phoenix is such a young city. And such a city that has now seen eventually now the return of people to the urban streetscape, we don't have that infrastructure to use. So we have to interject something, much like the people who first came here and said, you know, this could be a really lovely place to live most of the time. And I think that in terms of replacing the automobile, the goal is never to completely replace the automobile. We're a city where you have to drive. The light rail is continuing to be more readily used and more readily available. So we see the limited reduction of the Jacaranda concept as redirecting the use of transit to mass transit, things like the rail and the bus, local district traffic and deliveries. It's not really replacing the street, it's making a better use of it.
Matthew, do you think that this kind of concept could be used in other maybe smaller iterations in other parts of the valley where they're also looking to shade things and maybe cool things down, especially during the summer?
Yeah, I think absolutely. You know, and we've been pitching it to to different places, trying to find some different opportunities for let's call them proof of concept, that kind of thing. But no, it can absolutely apply. But I think its true purpose is really about creating community and creating a place where people gather. And that's the heart of this city. It's what this city doesn't have. It's what we've really needed. That's why we feel it belongs here, despite the inconvenience of losing the traffic lanes. I think we're not losing streets. We're gaining community centers.
So what has to happen for this to actually get built? I mean, I can't imagine you just snap your fingers and this sort of thing happens. I would imagine there's a bunch of steps you have to go through.
There are so many stakeholders when it comes to these large infrastructure scale projects. And I think it's really important when people begin conceiving of how we want to shape the future of Phoenix, we start preparing for things like the driverless car, which we've seen in Tempe, some of the city's forward initiatives that are looking to how our streets going to change. And it's about imagining preferable futures, opportunities where we can kind of all grow together as we have different technologies at our hand.
Just kind of the general description of the impression of this thing, almost feeling like just a being in a grassy plain and you're seeing tall grasses sort of waving. Now just flip that up over your head and imagine that overhead. I mean, there's something really surreally wonderful and exciting, I think, about that experience. And I think that's something that people will be engaged with and be excited to come and experience again and again.
When people think about a proposal like this, it's important to remember we're not trying to impose a vision. We're trying to craft an identity for Phoenix in a time when Phoenix really needs to reinforce what it means to live in the Sonoran Desert.
That's Samuel Martin, a project manager with Blank Studio Design and Architecture in Phoenix. We also heard from architect Matthew Trebatowski. The two acknowledge the project would not be inexpensive to build, but argue not doing anything could be more expensive. They also say they could see trying something similar to Jacaranda Avenue in other parts of the valley, like on Scottsdale Road connecting Old Town to North Scottsdale or on Mill Avenue in Tempe. We'll post some renderings of the proposal at theshow.kjzz.org.